This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. Pope Francis called Sunday for global solidarity in fighting the coronavirus pandemic, urging relaxed international relations, debt relief for poor nations, and ceasefires in all conflicts. He also condemned arms dealers. And as the pontiff warned the European Union that it risked collapse if it did not agree on how to help the region recover, the Pope's Easter message was by far his most political since his election in 2013. It was delivered from an empty St. Peter's Basilica instead of to the usual massive crowds in the square outside. Francis expressed grave concern for the future of Europe, saying it was vital that rivalries that existed before World War II do not regain force due to the pandemic. European Union nations are divided over how to help the continent's economy recover, with Italy and other Eurozone members wanting to issue euro bonds backed by all. Germany, the Netherlands, and other countries oppose it. Meanwhile, renowned Italian tenor Andrea Bocelli gave a Music for Hope solo performance Sunday at the Duomo in Milan, Italy. Bocelli wrote on Instagram, "History teaches us that after this is all over, will come a spring brighter than any we remember. Then we will have an unmissable opportunity to start fresh with a new system of values." The performance was streamed live globally. He sang such classics as Ave Maria, accompanied by the cathedral's organist on one of the world's largest pipe organs. All this comes amid the against the somber backdrop of a world plagued by an ever-growing number of confirmed coronavirus infections. Globally, that number has surged to more than 1.8 million, with more than 113,000 people dead. The U.S. has recorded more than 20,000 deaths from coronavirus, overtaking Italy for the highest death toll in the world. More than 19,000 died in Italy. This is VOA News. In the United States, the commissioner of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, appeared on an ABC News talk show Sunday, saying the Trump administration views May the 1st as a target date for relaxing stay-at-home restrictions across the United States. Commissioner Stephen Hahn said, "We see light at the end of the tunnel." However, he added there are many factors to consider to finally determine when it will be safe to lift restrictions. It's a somber day in the United Kingdom as the death toll there passes 10,000. Britain faces grim projections that the country could be the worst affected in Europe by the coronavirus. It's now the European country with the fourth highest number of deaths behind Italy, Spain, and France. Meanwhile, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson was released from a London hospital Sunday after being treated in intensive care for the novel coronavirus, which he tested positive for 10 days ago. He publicly thanked the medical staff who helped him, and on Twitter, his pregnant fiancée praised them too. Mr. Johnson said he will not immediately return to work. As he recovers, Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab will continue filling in. Israel's president has turned down a request from Blue and White Party leader Benny Gantz for a two-week extension to form a new coalition government. Sunday's announcement means that Gantz and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu have a midnight deadline Monday to reach a power-sharing deal. If they fail, the country could be forced into a fourth consecutive election in just over a year. Gantz was given the task last month of forming a government after a narrow majority of lawmakers said they backed him for prime minister. Negotiations on a power-sharing agreement appear to have stalled. The Taliban has released a first group of 20 prisoners on Sunday, effectively moving forward a crucial swap with the Afghanistan government aimed at kick-starting peace talks between Afghan parties to the war. The insurgent move follows the release of 300 Taliban prisoners over the past few days, including 100 freed on Sunday by the government. The prisoner exchange is part of a landmark February 29th deal with the United States signed with the Taliban in Qatar, with a goal to finding a negotiated end to the Afghan war, which is now in its 19th year. Progress toward ending hostilities in Afghanistan is considered crucial because of the looming coronavirus outbreak. The war-ravaged country confirmed Sunday the pandemic has infected more than 600 Afghans and killed at least 18. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange fathered two children with one of his lawyers while holed up in Ecuador's embassy in London for much of the past decade. That's according to a report Sunday confirmed by the mother. The 48-year-old Australian is the dad of two boys, aged 2 and 1, with lawyer Stella Morris. Marissa Melton, VOA News.